Parshat Shmot. I would like to jump ahead to a Perek Dalid in the Parsha, where in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sneh, the burning bush, and after an entire dialogue has finally influenced Moshe to take upon himself that leadership, worrying to take care of Klal Yisrael to get them out of Mitzrayim. And there in the fourth perek, in Pasuk Yud Chet, it says, Vayelech Moshe Vayashov El Yitro Chotno. And Moshe goes back to his father, Yitro. He says, look, I would like to go back to Mitzrayim to visit my brethren, to see if they're all alive. And Yitro says, Gesundheit. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him again in Pasuk Yud Tep, in Pasuk Chof. It says, Vayikach Moshe tishto vet banav, and Moshe takes his wife and his children, and he loads them up, and he returns towards the land of Egypt, Teretz Mitzrayim. As an aside, we have the Torah Tmima, quoting the Gemara in Brachot Av Chav Gimel, about the difference between Leich Lishalom and Leich Bishalom, that here Yitro says to Moshe, Leich Lishalom. And the Torah Tmim explains that there's a very important difference. Leich Lishalom means that you're in a situation where you are not perfect. You can perfect yourself. You can go on with challenges and better the situation that you are faced with. And here it's Moshe Rabbeinu, look, you have a challenge of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and going and getting your brethren out of Mitzrayim. Oleich bishalom, meaning, you know, you're somebody that's perfect. There's no challenge. The job is easy for you. And he says the Torah to me, well, the only job that's easy is leich bishalom, is a person with, David says, to avshalom, and therefore he goes and dies. A person is perfection. There's no more challenges, nothing to accomplish unless he's simply dead. The Ramban points out that these two psukim, pasuk number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about going on his own. He was going as a tourist. I'd like to see what's happening in Mitzrayim today. But pasuk chav, the next pasuk, is quite different. Moshe Rabbeinu is taking his wife and his kids. It's not a tour. It's a serious undertaking. And the Ramban explains a very simple thing. You imagine Moshe Rabbeinu comes alone and he goes to speak to the Ziknei, to the elders of Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And they'll say, what are you doing? Well, I came to help get you out of Mitzrayim. You really believe you'll get out of you'll take us out of Mitzrayim? If you did, then you wouldn't have left your wife and kids behind. You would have brought them along. So at this point, Moshe understood it, and he says, I'm taking my wife and my kids, and I'll arrive there in front of them. Why are you bringing your wife and kids to such a terrible situation? Because a terrible situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, will end promptly. And I believe it. And I believe it so much that I'm willing to put my wife and kids in this situation because the situation will markedly improve and improve very soon. And in fact, Rav Hirsch says the same thing. I wonder why he didn't quote the Ramban. It's impossible that Rav Hirsch didn't know the Ramban. But he writes that Moses at first wanted to go alone. He was quite ready to risk himself among his enemies, but not his wife and children. The more so, as no family is so exposed as were the head and protectives that were involved in public service. But God ordered him to move entirely to Mitzrayim. Give up your home in Midian. You need no longer fear the danger of your enemies. And in the Abarbanel, he raises that a question. But he says the same point. Look at the Barbanel, in at that pasuk Yud Chet, Sheila Aleph, that he's going, Moshe, with my wife and my kids. I'm not just coming as a visitor. I'm not going to stay a while and go back. I see this as something being permanent. And if it's permanent, it's my wife and kids are no doubt part of that. Those of us who had the opportunity to visit all different places in the United States and Canada we'll speak about. And wherever you go, in every state, there's a Chabad house. And you get to speak to the Chabad rabbi, Chabad Rebbetzin, and you ask a very simple question. How many years are you here? Well, you get an answer on here. 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. What's the size of your community? On a Shabbos, we get a minyan. It's a good lunch. We'll get 20 people. And it's been going on like this for the longest amount of time. And you think of yourself as coming from a background of being a pulpit rabbi, the son of a pulpit rabbi. And if you're in a community that is not growing, it stays the same, you look to go on to something better, or you decide, the rabbinate is not for me. And you'll speak to the shluchim and they'll say to you, listen, we were sent here. I know why I'm here. My wife knows why she's here, clearly. And this is a lifelong responsibility. We are totally involved in it. And you have rarely cases where shluchim jump from one community to another. And I'm not talking about a Chabad rabbi who is in a congregation. I think the determinant factor is that he's in Chabad house and he was sent there. Rarely, rarely you have a situation where he will move on, go someplace else, whatever it might be. And the question is, what is that different than the musmach from YU or from Ner Yisrael or wherever it might be, who decides he wants to go into Rabbonus and give him a year or two or 3 years if he's capable? He's looking for another shtela. He wants to grow. He wants more of a challenge. And that is not what goes on by Chabad. It's much more prevalent that rabbis and mechanchim leave the pulpit, leave chinuch, again, because of frustration, difficult with balabatim, difficult to find places to educate your children, the environment, a million and one possibilities, but they're not there necessarily as long and for life like the shluchim are. And I think simply we, as the young musmach has to ask himself when he goes into Rabbonis, or he goes into Chinuch, are you on board for the full 9 yards? Can you commit yourself? And perhaps even more so, Rebbetzin, can you commit yourself for this for lifetime? Or is it just maybe trizy? Let's try the rabbinate out. Maybe we'll luck out and it'll be good. Does a doctor or a lawyer enter the profession just to try it out? Are there doctors that leave medicine? Yes. Are there lawyers that leave being lawyers, leave their legal practice? Yes, there are. Is it common? No, it's rare. Are there rabbis that leave their shtelis? Yes. Are the mechanchim that go out of chinuch? Is it rare? It's not rare at all. You could start a smicha class of 7 or 8 people going into kli kodesh musmochim, going into rabbonus or chinuch, and you'll go 5 years later and maybe 3 of them or 4 of them are still around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, as the Ramban explains, and perhaps like the Ibn Ezra and Rav Hirsch, that you have to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a lifetime commitment. Your Shluchad Rachmona, for good or for bad, whether you like your Balabatim or you don't, whether they like you or they don't like you, whether it's tzoris and it's difficult, whether chinuch becomes a problem, find a way to solve that problem. But your undertaking is an undertaking for a time of a lifetime. And there's no doubt, we look around and we see that what Chabad has done is unbelievable. Maybe perhaps not in the highest amount of quality that you see they're all becoming. Maybe yes, maybe no. I assume each community is different. But they've given a sense in the United States and in Canada that Yiddishkeit, that you little Yid, you could be frum, have a frum household, have frum children, wherever you might be living. And that's an unbelievable message that can encourage all of us to be shluchei rachmona in the community, shluchei rachmona with our wives and our children, that it should be l'shem u'tiferet, amen.